WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Human remains were found in a mobile home that caught fire yesterday afternoon. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says firefighters from the South Brazos Volunteer Fire Department and College Station responded to 911 calls around 5 p.m. The identity of the body, which was burned, has not been released.
With the help of a forensic pathologist, we'll have an autopsy that will help us confirm the identity and the cause of manner and death.
The sheriff says there will be two investigators from the state fire marshal's office. The sheriff says no neighboring structures at the Rolling Ridge Mobile Home Park off Rock Prairie West near Holloman South were threatened due to the quick response from firefighters. The College Station City Council has again approved on a split vote a land use change for business development over the opposition of neighboring homeowners.
The opposition involved expanding University Town Center. That's the shopping area with the large water feature along University. The council approved on a 4-2 vote, allowing the developer to add access off Lincoln Avenue by what amounts to extending Ashburn Street to the north. Julie Schultz among those believing the street extension was the only way to recruit an unnamed major retailer.
I don't know that these people are coming, but a big retail grocer like Whole Foods or something like that, that's what more people have come up and talked to me about wanting that.
Joining Schultz to grant the Lincoln Avenue access were James Benham, Carl Mooney, and Jerome Rectorick. Developers also had the support of the City of College Station's Economic Development Office. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the annual Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokesman Brian Hilton says the names of 223 veterans will be added to the Wall of Honor at Veterans Park.
And I still get a lump in my throat when, you know, watching the reaction of these families answering for their soldiers.
Today's program, which starts at 5:30, is being held the day before Veterans Day in order for the participation of the A&M Band and the Ross Volunteers. In honor of Veterans Day, the A&M Corps of Cadets will conduct its annual military review before tomorrow's Aggie football game.
The Corps will form on the quad at about 3:30, and they will step off from the quad about 3:50, and then march directly over to the Simpson Drill Field. And the review should actually start somewhere around 4:20 in the afternoon.
Colonel Byron Stebbins says the review will take the place of the normal march-in that occurs on game days. The U.S. House Ways and Means Committee has approved federal tax reform legislation. A question asked of Congressman Bill Flores during our show was in regard to the impact on municipal bonds. Flores says there will be a change regarding bonds on public-private partnerships.
In Bryan College Station, like Park West, which is a financial disaster.
Flores says there will be higher interest rates on bond issues for future public-private partnerships. The new president of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency is finishing his third month. During a visit on our show, Matt Prohaska says he's impressed about the cooperation he has experienced from Bryan and College Station.
In every way, our community leaders see the bigger picture of growing the community at large.
When asked if any announcements might be made in the next 30 days, Prohaska said he would keep us posted. In a quick traffic alert, there's a major accident at Highway 21 westbound near 2818. The westbound lane is closed. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. Again, that's Highway 21 westbound near 2818. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us your traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, reminding you that traveling is a big part of the season, and taking a little time for auto care now can help avoid costly breakdowns later. Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, wishing this Thanksgiving finds you with plenty of reasons to give thanks. Located on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William Joe Bryan Parkway, next to the main post office.
Howdy! My name is Maddie, and I am a member of A&M United Methodist Church. I have grown up in this church, and I can honestly say that it is my second family. I've had many opportunities to laugh, learn, love, and serve in my church, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
My name is Preston Greenwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. Come and join our family on Sundays at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning, 710, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun, we're reaching 65 to 70 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and down between 50 and 55. Turning a bit milder during the weekend, clouds and sun, low 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, periods of clouds, upper 50s. And Sunday, more clouds and sun, slight chance of showers, near 75. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, an odd situation for Coach Ross Rogers and the Bryan Vikings. They are already eliminated from the postseason. That's the first time that's happened since 2013. They're going to be taking on a pretty good Temple team tonight, though. Coach Ross Rogers says the message is pretty simple to his guys.
Our kids know this is the last game. Let's just go out there and have fun and you know, throw caution to the wind and hopefully pull out a big win and play the Wildcats' tail off, and hopefully it'll be a win. But we won't have another chance to suit up, so let's get it done tonight.
Win tonight would be big going into the off season. So we'll talk more about that matchup as well as some other ones going on around the Brazos Valley. And Fighting Texas Aggie football is back on the field tomorrow. They're going to be hosting New Mexico. The Lobos coming to town, and they sport quite a few familiar faces to Aggie land. So we'll hear more from Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as plenty of Aggie sports in action tonight. Both basketball teams kick off their regular seasons, and soccer in the NCAA tournament, first round. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so if you weren't with us yesterday, and we need a doctor's note as to why you weren't, but nonetheless.
No,
you better
excuses.
Have a good excuse.
Yep.
A good excuse.
We solved the mystery Oreo thing for you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I see they were all gone this morning.
Yeah, I told you.
Were they really?
Yeah, they
of
were.
Course they were.
People eat first, ask questions later.
Well,
it's
they
not
do, you
correct.
Know, and of course, I don't know this. And of course, this brings up the way you eat an Oreo, which can be different by people. Now, unfortunately, we didn't have milk to be able to.
Yeah, that would have helped.
Wash away the annoying flavor of
this. Luckily, my coffee helped.
Yeah.
I don't know if the milk would have tasted any better or made it taste better.
Well,
I don't know.
Because we figured out is Fruity Kid cereal.
Right. Now, Katie tried another one, and I watched her. It was really quite entertaining, trying to figure out what this was. She thinks it tastes like a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
those
I know.
Those chocolate oranges that you bang
one,
on the table.
Yeah.
You bang them.
Exactly. You do, and then
just
they split apart.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She was like, that's it. That's got to be it.
Okay.
So, but I agree. As soon as y'all said Fruit Loops, that's what was stuck in my head, and that's what I thought it was as well.
So, but, you know, you also got a chance to watch how people eat Oreos, too. That's, of course, a whole thing, and the two folks who came in from the city of Bryan yesterday, different ways that they did it. Bubba Bean took his and he broke it and ate it and looked at me like, why did you do this to me?
Right.
And didn't finish it. We allowed them to throw
Bubba,
it away.
Bubba didn't finish his? Wow.
I don't think he did. No, I took one bite of mine. And
same.
Yeah. And
well, Kayla normally takes pictures of our guests, and she said, I'm so sorry. I got distracted by the cookie.
Ah.
I forgot to take a picture of
See?
Bubba.
Yep.
Said it's fine.
Now, she scooped out the white stuff and ate it first. And then ate the cookie afterwards, saying
that was probably smart.
It was, because then you don't have an unpleasant surprise. Because
the cookie tastes normal.
Right.
It's the cream filling that is the mystery.
Yeah, and anyway, and that's probably of course, I don't know. I haven't eaten an Oreo in a while. That's probably the freshest Oreo I've eaten in a while. But anyway,
the freshest.
Crunchy kind of. Anyway, so
normally a little soggy, are they?
Right, yeah. We solved that for you.
Yep.
And now last night, At the City of College Station, I mean, I think in Bill Oliver's story, he mentions Whole Paycheck Foods.
Oh, right? Yes, he does.
As a possible person coming in. And, you know, that brings speculation once again, because there's no doubt that the City of College Station wants to bring in these people who their citizens say they'd like to have. Okay, never mind whether or not it'll be a worthwhile thing or not. I mean, so for you as citizens of College Station, do you have to promise that you'll shop at Whole Paycheck Foods every so often or a certain number of times a year to make it a going concern? I mean, to make it worthwhile? And after all, don't you want an Amazon-owned product sitting right here on our dirt in College Station, Texas? That'll be wonderful. Now, what you mentioned is that Ashburn Street will push all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And just so people know, the Water Event Shopping Center, which is what I call it.
Right. Well, University Town Center is its name, the fountain.
It's the one that's got the water event.
So the water fountain.
Yeah, Water Event
water
Center
event.
There. So what they're going to do is they've got this land that is behind it that is where this development thing would go. So
gotcha.
let's say that it's going to be a grocery store, whether it's Whole Paycheck or not. Well, okay, Lincoln runs on the back of that. And once again, that'll be much like Arrington Road. Let's go ahead and get one street that already has way too much traffic on it and put something else on it that will cause even more cars to get on there so that you'll have to, what, widen that street?
Right.
Is that what you're going to have to do? So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or do you get to go in off University and kind of be like a mouse in a maze and get through to the back where the new Whole Paycheck or something
or
else
whatever
will be.
Else, yeah.
So it ought to be fun. And again, and it's only if you miss street construction. If you miss street construction, then come to College Station because we're redoing streets.
We have a lot of it.
Which is not to say they aren't in Bryan, because they are. If you go over by downtown Bryan, they're redeveloping a whole lot of that area over there right now. But that's residential as opposed to commercial. So, and again, and then of course there's South College right there by the Pepe Taco.
Correct.
If you've been there, they've squozed that down to like one lane. That's pretty nice. But when it's all said and done, it'll be fine.
Oh, the humanity!
I know it's true. 7:16. By the way, speaking of Whole Paycheck Foods. They, because we're not smart enough,
correct,
they are telling us what the new food trends will be for 2018 so that you'll know why you're paying more for that stuff.
Okay.
And number one is right into what we were discussing yesterday about that toothpaste I got from Japan.
Oh, yeah, the floral
tasting. Well, apparently we're going to be eating more floral flavors.
Floral flavors.
More flavors. Hibiscus mint ice cream bar. Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Raspberry geranium ice cream
bar. I don't want to eat a flower.
Lemon lavender cereal. Granola that is lemon lavender.
Okay, lavender is a little bit different. I was actually out at Texas Reds when it was going on, and there was a booth, and they're from Louisiana, and they grow lavender, and they turn it into all these products.
Yep.
And they let me taste lavender syrup.
Okay.
And it was purple. It was really pretty.
Okay.
And it just tasted very sweet. Now, he said, you don't want to necessarily like dump it on a pile of pancakes, but it's more so for like a flavor enhancer.
Yeah,
so
okay.
For like frosting, and then it makes it purple and
sure.
It's pretty, stuff like that. So that was pretty good. So lavender, maybe I could get on board with, but geranium.
Yep.
You don't want to eat a flower, but you'll eat lavender.
Well, no, lavender flavored things.
Mm. All right. Then there's powders like matcha and maca root and ground turmeric.
Maca root.
Turmeric's a big thing.
They're going to put them in nutrition bars and soups and baked goods. You'll be having that.
Yeah.
Mushroom. I mean, it's a fungus, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but I love mushrooms.
Yep.
Yeah, but you want to eat it in your toothpaste?
No.
Or just in general?
Yeah.
No, this is going to be like, for instance, they have a cold brew mushroom coffee.
That's disgusting.
Okay. And they have something called bone broth. I don't even know.
Oh, bone broth? Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
I've made my own bone broth
before.
What
does that mean?
And so some people drink it. It's like, I mean, it's bone broth. It's made out of...
I get that for a soup or a stock.
Right.
Okay,
and so, but now, like... traditional sipping broths are becoming more popular because they're good for you. They have lots of nutrients, and it's just like a hot drink that you would drink, you know, instead of tea or something.
Sure. Caller.
Hey, I've had a cake with rose petals baked into it. That was very interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you kind of, again, much like a flower, you kind of taste and smell maybe at the same time. All right, let me see what else we got besides the mushrooms. Got Middle Eastern cuisine just in general.
Okay.
Pita, hummus, falafel, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
We've talked about hummus before.
Oh, yeah.
I like hummus. You
know, yeah, I like hummus.
If you put hummus with like...
garlic. The garlic one. Roasted thinking, garlic hummus sure.
I'm thinking like marshmallow cream. What do you think?
What?
No. What's wrong with
someone you? Someone did text in and say, don't say no to the flowers until you try them.
Okay,
so
yeah. And again,
you're right, but
the
mushroom
was,
cold
was
brew?
Plant-based products just in general.
Okay.
I know you think that looks like a burger, but now it's called Beyond Meat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Beyond Meat. Okay, puffed and popped. For instance, rice chips, sticky rice chips.
Okay.
Pea crisps, okay? They also have jicama chips.
Jicama? Jicama has become a thing.
Well, you know, have you ever tried to use jicama? Have you ever tried that in anything?
No, but they have it at one of the grocery stores in the shape of, like, little tortillas.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be, like, a healthy substitute or a vehicle for other food.
But
I've never tried them.
If you take a jicama, it takes a machete.
To cut a jicama.
I mean,
yeah.
So yeah, if they've got it
pre-cut for you and
stuff.
Yeah.
Caller.
Yeah, you know, lavender is kind of using an aromatherapy to help in sleeping. So can you imagine eating a big stack of pancakes with some lavender syrup, and all of a sudden you face plant your pancakes because you fall asleep again?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. I use lavender oil at night before I go to bed.
Okay.
I just roll it a little on my like wrists and my neck.
Right.
And so yeah, I love the smell of it and the soothing effects of it. So yeah, I don't know if I want to put it on my pancakes.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and they do sprays that you put on fabrics and stuff.
Yep.
I've got
sheet spray too.
Yep. Same thing.
And you put that stuff. I got my dog. That's literally the scent that I go to bed to every night. My dog.
Well, that's why you got to get some lavender spray.
Put it on.
Put it on Cooper.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Spray the dog with lavender. It'd be fine. Yeah,
because
it's natural.
That.
Yeah. The taco craze is hitting new heights as the culinary world redefines just exactly what it means to be a taco. Tacos
okay.
for breakfast, tacos for dessert. We understand that. But now we are coming up with new wraps and fillings for tacos. So
new wraps and fillings. Jicama.
Yeah, jicama. Sure, why not? And then no waste cooking. Nose to tail, root to stem, call it whatever you want, but cutting back on food waste is gaining traction with consumers. A growing group of food manufacturers answering the call by using parts of plants and animals that we thought were trash.
Oh.
Parts of the plants I got. Parts of the animals I don't know that I want to know about.
Yeah, exactly.
And bubbles. Everything with bubbles, as far as the liquids are concerned.
Oh, okay.
Like LaCroix and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Topo Chico.
Yeah, everybody likes that.
Everybody wants the bubbles.
I don't get it.
Now we're moving into cold brew coffee that's carbonated as well.
So. Nitro brew.
So there you go. Just wanting to let you know that's what's out there.
Which is so expensive, by the way, nitro brew. I in the grocery store just the other day, they were selling it by the can for $4.
Okay, well, again, consider the source of this story. It was all paycheck foods.
I know.
They look at you and they go, well, of course that meat costs $12.75 a pound.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't it? It's naturally processed.
It's grass-fed.
Fine, that's exactly, yeah, it's grass-fed.
Blech.
Okay, Uber's revealed plans to start an air taxi service. That's a little odd. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but they're just wanting to let you know that that's going to be some new territory for them to go into.
Air taxi service?
Air taxi service. And you know, for folks like us who have pretty much Uber Lite here, right? We don't have anything more than that, do we? I mean,
We got Lyft.
Okay, yeah.
We got both of them. Basically the same thing.
I haven't done that before. I haven't done the Lyft.
I've never done Lyft either, but I have a friend that loves it.
Okay, well,
they say it's better than Uber. I don't know. I've taken both.
Anyway, they are putting together a deal with NASA. They're taking part in a joint venture with NASA to try to develop software where companies can use their flying taxi routes to work out ride-hailing services in areas where it would be popular.
I don't know.
I'm just once again.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Right, yep, just saying. Okay, fine. In the meantime, the most intelligent zodiac signs.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, When they do these, they end up saying everybody's intelligent. It's just in different ways.
Right.
Okay. Some people have street smarts.
Exactly. Well, it could be that, right.
Some people have no street smarts.
Right. Whether you're an authoritative Aries or a caring Cancer, every zodiac sign has its most attractive traits. But these astrological measurements can even predict everything from your romantic compatibility to your health.
Okay.
But when it comes to intelligence, well, apparently, Aquarians and Scorpios are the smartest zodiac signs.
Whatever.
I don't even know what sign I am.
I think we discussed this, Zach. I think you're a Gemini.
Oh, are they all the same? I don't know.
What?
Are they all the same?
What do you mean?
Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
Astrology.
Astronomy.
Have neither one of y'all ever seen Waterboy?
Well,
I guess
yeah,
not. Okay, never mind.
I have.
His mom was talking about astronomy is one of the many tools.
Right,
of the
okay. But it's astrology.
It's funnier if you get it. never mind.
But yes, you are a Gemini forever. That is your sign.
It will be. Yeah, exactly. Unless you, I guess, do something else. Now, when it comes to practical,
unless you're born on a
different
day.
Unless I do something else.
If you change your name, I guess you could change your birth date, right?
No, you can't do that.
I'm pretty sure you can never do that.
All right. Okay. Go to court and change your birthday?
Tomorrow's my birthday. Right. Buy me presents. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Once again, the queen has two birthdays.
True. She's two different things.
Sure. When it comes to practical intelligence, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn are best when it comes to that.
Okay.
The ones who tend to be most intuitive would be your Aries, your Leos, and your Sagittarians.
Okay.
So there you are. See, again.
What about the Geminis? They're not in there anywhere.
The Geminis and the Libras have plenty of mental smarts, too.
They're smart, too.
That's it.
They're smart, too.
I'm intuitive. You're smart also, kind of.
Yeah. That's just a kind of a feel-good smart, right?
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Look, we're glad you're here no matter when you were born. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. It's going to be a nice day after it warms up, and we're going to have a run for a few days, as a matter of fact. About 67 for a high today. Tonight, our low temperature will be around 52. Winds out of the east, which doesn't happen very often. Then Veterans Day, ideal, 71 degrees, up to 75 on Sunday. May have some clouds out there and a spotty shower. And starting next week, we're doing 74 or 75 on Monday, about 77 on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, we're going to be close to 80 degrees again. Right now, wind chill is 45, overcast skies in some places, and we're at 48.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Have a little news flash here, folks. A business guy is making a government agency more efficient, and the government agency hates it. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, former Exxon CEO, is giving hundreds of State Department officials an assignment: clear up the huge backlog of public records requests. But by trying to make the State Department more transparent, Tillerson is making State Department employees mad. Why should clearing a backlog be a problem? Well, let's turn to Politico for the answer. Apparently, many State Department workers believe that Tillerson has an ulterior reason to clear up the records backlog, a political reason. Clearing the backlog means that thousands of former Secretary of State Clinton's official emails will now be released instead of staying buried at the department for years or decades or maybe forever. There are over 13,000 Freedom of Information Act requests on file, many involving documents from Hillary's tenure. A lot of those requests are from conservative groups. Judicial Watch says the State Department has yet to process at least 72,000 records containing Hillary emails. Another thing has State Department officials fuming. They resent being asked to do work that should be done by lower-level staffers and interns. It's beneath them. The assignment is turning them into glorified clerks. This is classic, folks. This is the swamp in the deep state. Is deeply mad.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There was a major accident in the 2700 block of Highway 21 between Lewis and Graham that has the roadway shut down. Westbound traffic needs to divert down Palisota or Graham. Eastbound needs to divert down Highway 21. All motorists are asked to avoid the area. Another College Station residential neighborhood has lost its attempt to block a land use change requested by business developers.
Homeowners in the Eastgate District were not able to sway the city council from approving commercial signage and creating what amounts to a street extension of Ashburn past Lincoln to University. That's part of expanding the University Town Center, where owner David Scamardo has been working with the city's economic development office to bring in an unidentified major retailer.
I know there's fear, I know there's concern, but it can coexist. And we want to do this right. We've got our reputation on the line. We're not going to do this development and leave town tomorrow. We're going to be here. We're going to look at it. We've got to look at every one of these people every day in the grocery store, the bank. We're going to do it right, and I'm passionate about this.
The council voted 4-2 to give Scamardo access off Lincoln to the center, which is where you'll find the large water feature along University. That was followed by a 6-0 vote approving a planned development district that not only creates more retail, but adds single-family housing along Lincoln between Ashburn and Munson. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Sheriff's deputies spent the night at the scene of a mobile home fire where human remains were found late yesterday afternoon.
First call came in and right at 5 o'clock. A neighbor had seen some flames coming out the windows of a structure, called into 911. South Brazos County Fire Department and College Station Fire Department responded.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says there will be an autopsy to identify the burned body and to determine the cause of death. The sheriff says they will be assisted by two investigators from the State Fire Marshal's Office. The mobile home is located in the Rolling Ridge Mobile Home Park, located just outside the College Station city limits off Rock Prairie West near Holloman South.
Thankfully, the response by the fire department was quick. And the potential was great for the fire to expand, but they were able to contain the fire there in the one structure.
The South Brazos Volunteer and College Station Fire Departments responded to the call. Nearly 3 months have gone by since the Research Valley Partnership announced the new president of the Economic Development Agency. Matt Prohaska on our show was asked if any announcements might be made in the next 30 days.
We will keep you posted.
A Texas A&M graduate, Prohaska returned to Aggieland with more than 25 years in various economic development and industrial positions. Federal tax reform passed the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday on a party line vote. Two areas could impact colleges and universities. Congressman Bill Flores says one is removing the federal tax exemption on bonds that finance public-private partnerships.
I think that's appropriate. If you look at what the public-private partnerships have done, particularly in College Station, they've added thousands more rooms to the rental pool, and it's driven down rates for the private entities that own apartments and so forth. It's hurt the tax base. It's crushed rental rates for the mom and pops in our community.
Flores also says he's trying to keep tuition relief for graduate students exempt from income taxes. The Texas Department of Public Safety has added a suspect in a Bryan double murder to its 10 most wanted fugitives list. 29-year-old Frankie Lee Bell Jr. is wanted in the October 3rd shooting deaths of Dominique and Tarrant Franklin. The brothers were shot in the head in their home in the Castle Heights neighborhood. DPS has announced a cash reward of up to $7,500 for information leading to Bell's capture. More information is online at WTAW.com. The names of 223 veterans will be added to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial at today's Veterans Day program.
What typically happens, Bill Yunkin, one of our board members, will read off the names, and then the family or the soldier, depending on who's there, will stand up and answer when his or her name is called.
Spokesman Brian Hilton says the program is today to allow the participation of the Texas A&M Band and Ross Volunteers.
It was paramount that we made sure that we did it on Friday the 10th as opposed to Saturday the 11th.
Today's program, which starts at 5:30 at Veterans Park, includes a keynote address by the assistant director at the A&M Career Center. Bob Foley served in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. There will also be a special recognition for another Vietnam vet, Clarence Sasser, who received the Medal of Honor. 2 weeks ago, the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets marched through West Campus before the Aggie football game for the first time ever. Tomorrow, they're changing things up again. Colonel Byron Stebbins says they will conduct their annual military review to honor military veterans on Veterans Day.
Well, I think it's important. I know the cadets enjoy it, but just to recognize those men and women who have served our country. And it's fortunate in the fact that it actually occurs on Veterans Day this year. So I think it's that extra special meaning, not only for the Corps, but for those veterans that will be there to watch it.
Colonel Stebbins says the Corps will step off from the quad at 3:50 and form for the review on Simpson Drill Field, located on the north side of the Memorial Student Center. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
Tomorrow, Veterans Day at Star. Extra 20% off. Free delivery with mattress purchase of $9.99 or more. Up to 5 years interest-free financing and a free 32-inch TV with minimum purchase. From 10 a.m. to noon only at Star. See store for details.
Good morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We're reaching 65 to 70 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and down between 50 and 55. Turning a bit milder during the weekend, clouds and sun, low 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, periods of clouds, upper 50s. And Sunday, more clouds and sun, slight chance of showers near 75. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football is going to be at home tomorrow, taking on New Mexico. Now, there are plenty of Lobos, both players and coaches, who have ties to the state of Texas. Coach Sumlin named a couple of them.
Obviously, Bob Davey is a guy who has done a great job. You know, a lot of people know him here still in town, and was here, did a great job here. Jordan Peterson, who played here, was GA here. A guy that I've been in contact with has come back and worked some camps here with us.
So, Coach, talking about a couple of members of the staff. There's actually more than just a couple that he knows, and, of course, people here in Aggieland know. So we'll preview that matchup. Also, Friday Night Lights, let's not forget about high school football, big matchups tonight. We'll talk about all of those, as well as both Aggie men's basketball, Aggie women's soccer, Aggie women's basketball, I guess not both, that would be three. All three of them are going to be in action tonight. Big games going on, all that more coming up in sports.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Now, you were joking about changing your birthday, right? We had that discussion.
You were joking about it. I'm not going to change my birthday for nobody.
That zodiac thing and, you know, what your sign is. So, caller's telling me he went to one of these star night things at the McDonald Observatory out in West Texas, wherever it is.
Yeah.
And so there's a guy there who's doing the lecture, and he reminds people that the Earth doesn't spin perfectly. Okay? It wobbles on its axis.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you live long enough, you'll end up, because of the wobble, you'll end up actually living, being born in every zodiac sign because the Earth is wobbling.
Really?
Yeah, you have to live to be 26,000 years old.
Oh, well, okay. I was planning on it.
Sure. Okay, you know people in real estate? You have friends in real estate?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, the real estate world is an interesting world.
Yeah.
You talk to them, and everybody's got some sort of a story. I mean, there are tons of stories in the world of real estate. Now millennials are buying houses, and things are different. Story this morning about a Colorado real estate broker found himself coping with a crisis. His client in her 20s knew the broker would post a photo of the Colorado first-time home buyer on the Facebook page with 85,000 followers. That was fine, but she needed fake eyelashes.
Oh, she's got to do her lashes.
And not just any fake eyelashes. Now, the agent said, look, I'll go to Walgreens, I'll get you some eyelashes.
No.
She had to go home, change her outfit, get her own fake lashes, back about an hour later so she could be there for the shoot of signing the papers. That's just what she wanted.
Yeah.
So now that millennials are buying homes in greater numbers, new wrinkles are popping up in this age-old process of buying a home. Gone are the days of just popping a champagne cork once the purchase is done and the forms have been signed.
Right.
Today, first-time buyers want to share their newfound status as homeowners on social media.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, they create these elaborate photo shoots inside the home or outside that first home. For instance, doing a little hand sign, hanging the keys, you know, in the
fingers.
Oh, yeah.
We got it. You got to pose.
Got to do the heart-shaped hand thing, doing that. Now, and you're thinking, well, those are people far, far away. No. The story in the Wall Street Journal today talks about people in Bernie, Texas doing this. Okay.
Right.
Okay. About 100 likes on the first one, and so now they decided to go back and take some other shots, and as a result, the guy who buys it ends up flinging his wife over her shoulders in their driveway, gives her a piggyback ride in front of their wooden garage door. Oh, and never mind 95-degree heat. You got to dress for it. Gray sweater, dark blue skinny jeans, because after all, it's your first house.
Right.
Okay. So, I don't know, but people are excited.
I remember buying my first house. You're exactly right. But social media changes everything.
It does. It does.
Back in my day, we had to write a letter to people to let them know that we bought a house.
Even buying cars, you know. Sure. I just saw someone the other day that, you know, was posted up next to her new Lexus and, right. You know, hashtag I deserved it.
I got a new Kia.
Yeah.
And they're fine cars.
Yeah.
Kia Sportage is a hell of a machine,
there
Scott.
There you go, right. Facebook's first president, Sean Parker, has now unloaded on social media.
Ooh, I saw this.
Interview. This is the guy who formed Napster. Remember Napster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of quaint.
The file sharing.
Exactly. Well, anyway, he revealed that the popular social media was meant to be addictive. Duh.
Yep.
Okay. Parker revealed that he's become, quote, something of a conscientious objector, end quote, when it comes to social media. He said, God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. It's
yeah.
a good point. I mean, it is
yeah.
really
that's true.
A good point. Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg, Instagram's Kevin Systrom, and Parker, and others knew that they were making social media addictive and decided to just keep doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because now he's like the founder of like some cancer foundation.
Yeah, well,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Parker said that when they started creating Facebook, the goal was to, and this isn't
make
shocking,
money.
Get everybody to join the social media network.
Yeah.
You spend as much time as possible doing that. And then monetize it and make money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there are many, many things that this social media does, which are good. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to talk about getting information out that needs to get out quickly, social media is a wonderful way and an inexpensive way to be able to do it.
And connecting people and you know, sure. people being able to keep relationships that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise. Now, there's also too much of connecting people
right.
and fake relationships, I think, because of it. But it goes both ways.
We've talked about how that can be. But mm-hmm. it ends up making things much more shallow because you're not
right.
actually connecting with people.
Yeah.
But you get it. It's not like you start a product so you can fail.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm glad he wants to say that, but it's everything he says is pretty much a duh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here you go. You are apparently wasting your life in the bathroom. According to a new survey, the average man spends a year of his life in the bathroom. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Biggest chunks of that are 52 total days shaving, 97 days showering, 112 days taking care of your business.
I mean, that's all, like, necessary.
Yeah, I guess. But here's the deal. They also found that 9% of men like posing in front of the mirror.
Selfie.
Oh, yeah.
God. Well, mirror selfie.
When you look good, Scott,
that's
you just got to admire.
Survey
bit.
Only included men, so we don't know about women. So maybe that one's coming up later.
I feel like we spend a lot more time in the bathroom.
We're waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's it. We're supposed to be amazed at how long men spend in the bathroom. Now we're going to find out women.
Right.
They'll announce that in a few weeks, maybe. All right, I don't know any more about this story yet, but we're on it. We'll find out in just a few minutes, hopefully. Nutella has secretly
changed its recipe. People are pissed.
We'll talk about it later.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
I've been watching the news this semester, and all I've seen is fires, earthquakes, hurricanes, and shootings. In the 18th century, John Wesley said, "The best thing of all is that God is with us." Isn't it amazing that that's still true today? That this is still God's world, and the best thing about it is God is still with us. My name is Preston Grumwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for a place where we celebrate that every Sunday morning, come and join us at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There are a lot of worldviews out there competing for your attention, but how do you know which one is worth building your life on? One of the most important questions to ask is how a particular worldview handles suffering. Viktor Frankl offered a thoughtful observation in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. He survived the horrors of a German concentration camp during World War II and noticed something about fellow prisoners who believed in concepts like God, love, and forgiveness. They lived longer and experienced more peace in the midst of their tribulation than other prisoners did. They had built their lives on ideas that transcended the evil they were forced to endure. Stripped of every worldly possession, including their families, they clung to their faith and were a source of strength and a beacon of hope to the people suffering around them. In a death camp, what you believe is the only possession that can never be taken away. And that's how it is with the suffering we all experience. Money and titles can be worthy pursuits, so long as you don't get the cart before the horse. They're useful to sustain life, but not to offer an ultimate meaning for life. We need to believe in something that holds us up, even when the bottom is falling out. Only a worldview that is capable of redeeming our pain and enriching our lives through suffering is worth giving our lives to. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, the high school football regular season wraps up tonight with a big crosstown showdown at Merrill Green Stadium. A&M Consolidated pays a visit to Rutter, and on paper, the 7-2 Tigers are the clear-cut favorites, but at 3-2 in district play, Coach Lee Fedora knows they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Like we told our guys, we better be ready to play because they know, you know, this is a playoff game because if you lose, you may not be in. If you win, you're guaranteed in. So we just got to go in the mindset. We got to find a way to play our game and win the ball game.
On the other side, Rutter comes in with a chance to make history. If Coach Greg Morgan and the Rangers can pull off a win of 4 or more points, they would clinch the first postseason berth in program history.
You know, we're very pleased at this point of the season, being where we are, that this Week 10 game against Consol means something. Mm-hmm. It's not just finishing for pride or, you know, finishing strong. This one actually can lead to a playoff berth.
Things get underway at 7:30 at Merrill Green. Rangers broadcast will be on Willie 1550 with Tigers coverage right here on WTAW. With last week's loss to Waco, the Bryan Vikings will miss out on the postseason for the first time since 2013. Now in preparation for tonight's game against Temple, Coach Ross Rogers says the message is simple.
Our kids know this is the last game. Let's just go out there and have fun and you know, throw caution to the wind and hopefully pull out a big win and play the Wildcats' tail off, and hopefully it'll be a win. But we won't have another chance to suit up, so let's get it done tonight.
Kickoff between the Vikings and Wildcats is at 7:30 in Temple. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150. Elsewhere, a big matchup in Taps as 7-2 Brazos Christian plays host to 1-8 St. Joe's at 7:30. Coverage will be on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And Navasota goes for a district title as it visits Little Cypress Mauriceville at 7 on Willie 97.7. In the college game, Texas A&M will try to put a stop to a two-game skid when it welcomes New Mexico to town tomorrow night. Now, Coach Kevin Sumlin says the Lobos sport plenty of players and coaches with ties to Aggieland.
Obviously, Bob Davey is a guy who has done a great job. You know, a lot of people know him here still in town and was here, did a great job here. Jordan Peterson, who played here, was a GA here, a guy that I've been in contact with, has come back and worked some camps here with us. Just a quality young guy. Bob DeBess, who was here as a wide receiver coach. I and Noel Mazzoni were on the same staff at Minnesota for Jim Wecker. And Bob was the coordinator, Noel was the quarterback coach, and I was the wide receiver coach way back when.
So plenty of familiar faces will be squaring off tomorrow at Kyle Field. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with the Fan Zone show getting underway at 3 right here on WTAW. By the way, fans are also encouraged to stop by the broadcast tent just outside of the zone there on the north side around 3:40 to say howdy to Dave South before his final home broadcast. Head out to the basketball court where the 25th-ranked Aggie men are in Germany getting set to kick off the season against 11th-ranked West Virginia. Tip-off between the Aggies and Mountaineers is at 5 p.m. at Ramstein Air Force Base with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the women's side of the court, the 20th-ranked Aggies are at home, entertaining Old Southwest Conference foe Houston. Things will get underway at 7 o'clock on the Zone 102.7 FM. And a big showdown at Ellis Field tonight as 11th-ranked Aggie soccer hosts Lamar in the first round of the NCAA tournament. First kick is at 7:30 on 12thman.com. The emergency injunction request for Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has been denied. The ruling means Elliott's six-game suspension is back on, and he is currently ineligible to play Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff for that one should be set for noon. James Harden scored 35 points and dished out 13 assists as the Houston Rockets nipped the Cleveland Cavaliers 117-113 last night. Now tonight, the San Antonio Spurs will play host to the Milwaukee Bucks at 8. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are at home taking on the New York Islanders at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor. Your deal of the day today, a 2014 Chevrolet Traverse that has third row seating with only 59,000 miles. It's coming in a cheap price of $24,949 with a payment as low as $399 a month. Again, $399 a month for a beautiful 2014 Chevy Traverse has third row seating. Load up the whole entire family. You can take them down there. It's a great family car. Take them on down to Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. You can't miss it. I'm Zach Taylor, and that has been your deal of the day.
Maroon never looked so good. Maroon U is your ultimate stop for brand name apparel, gifts, and accessories for the entire family. From Columbia, Cutter & Buck, Adidas, 47 Brand, and our newest line, Vera Bradley, we're able to outfit you for every occasion. Visit our family of companies on Holloman Drive and College Station and take a peek of all of our new fall and football arrivals. Visit Maroon U today, voted best gift shop in the best of the Brazos since 2016. Maroon never looks so good with Maroon U.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Hi, this is Buppy with Buppy's Catering, offering you a chance to stay out of the kitchen this holiday season. That's right. With one phone call to Buppy's Catering, we will prepare for you a whole oven-roasted turkey, mouth-watering cornbread dressing, giblet gravy, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, homemade cranberry sauce with dinner rolls. And Buppy's will throw in a free home-style pumpkin pie with purchase. Call 779-6417. That's right, 779-6417. And let Buppy's cook your holiday meal. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. I forget what year it was a long time ago, but Coke decided to change Coca-Cola.
Yeah, new Coke.
One of the biggest mistakes they ever made. And apparently it's happening again.
Yeah.
With Nutella. What's the story?
Do you not have it?
Nutella restaurant. Nutella is served.
I know they changed their recipe. They're using different milk.
He was just thinking of all the basic girls that like it, Chelsea, and you're the first one that came to mind.
You know what? I never tried Nutella until I was in New York for grad school. It was not a thing in our house.
Right.
No.
Oh, really?
And I knew this girl used to eat it by the jar.
Oh, it's delicious.
And it is. It is delicious. But apparently they have changed the recipe. It's got more milk or less milk to cocoa ratio or something. I don't know.
One German soccer team kicked a player off the team because he was addicted to Nutella.
What?
McDonald's restaurants in Italy serve it on hamburger buns.
Ooh, gross.
Yes. And well, again, there are people who like this, but
yeah.
Social media has exploded because Nutella's changed its recipe. All right, we always try to tell you something that'll make you smart in the break room.
Yep.
Amethyst got its name from the Greek phrase, not drunk, because there was a belief that if you put the stones in your alcohol, it would keep you from getting too drunk. That's amethyst.
Too drunk.
Yeah, what is too drunk?
Too drunk.
WTAW, College Station.